En nombre del Padre y del Espíritu Santo, amén. Le damos la bienvenida a la hora santa con los padres oblatos. Give you the warm welcome to the Oblate Holy Hour. And this evening I'd like to talk about Mary, and for many reasons, because in these next few days we're celebrating Marian feast days. So every first Friday we honor Mary, because Our Lady Fatima wants us to live out the five first Saturdays. So this is the first Saturday of the month. Saturday is traditionally dedicated to Mary. So that's the first. But also next week, September 8th, we celebrate Mary's birthday. So it's right around the corner. Did you ever ask yourself why we celebrate Mary's birthday on the September 8th? I think it's a good question. Okay, count the months from the Immaculate Conception to September 8th. Interesting, isn't it? So the Immaculate Conception, and then you count January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, 9 months. So that's the reason why the Church celebrates her birthday 9 months after the Immaculate Conception. Pretty logical, right? So we'll celebrate Mary's birthday next week. And then 4 days after, we'll be celebrating our titular feast day, to which we'll be renewing our vows. I'll be renewing them in New Hampshire, but we'll be renewing them in one way or another. No? That's the Holy Name of Mary, which is... for the Oblates, a very important day, because it is our titular feast day. Then also, September 14th is the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, and the day after that would be Our Lady of Sorrows. So there are a lot of Marian feast days, so I thought that I'd talk about Mary. And I was writing out my little talk in my room, and I thought, well, so many things that can be said about Mary, but when you go to a birthday party, normally what do? Okay. We go to a birthday party, normally we go there and we say, where's my gift? No. But rather, what is the gift that we can give when we go to a birthday party? So I was able to write down 5 gifts we can give to Mary. And afterward, I'll maybe test you to see if you remember all these gifts. So here they are. First is offer to Mary a clean soul by making a good confession. That'd be a good gift, wouldn't it? I remember I was ordained a priest for about 6 days, and it was the first Saturday of the month in San Vittorino. I was a priest for 6 days, and I already had my faculties. I was in the confessional there for about 6 or 7 hours, no? Because you remember that first Saturday in San Vittorino, people came from all over the place. And so in Marian sanctuaries, there's a tendency to get people to go to confession. I was in Our Lady of Guadalupe years ago, and the same thing, you sit there, and you have so many people you can confess that your head is spinning, no? So let's make a good confession, right? Okay. Second would be, the second joyful mission, what did Mary do? Didn't she help? Didn't she serve? Let's see if we can... up to Mary's birthday, every day try to help out someone. Try to serve someone. You know what Mother Teresa says? Spanish is this way. Quel que no vive para servir, no sirve para vivir. That's a good one, isn't it? You know how to translate that? He who does not live to serve does not serve to live. Mother Teresa. He who does not serve to live does not deserve. I mean, it's strong language, right? But Mother Teresa really insists we have to learn how to serve others. So try to do some act of service. and your family and your community these next 5 days. So if we count today all the way up to September 8th, we got 5 days, including the birthday. And don't be waiting for someone to serve you. You take the initiative to serve others. It was just the other way. We want people to serve us. But Jesus said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life in ransom for many, right? Okay, next is, I suggest that we do some reading on Mary. You know, our founder, Venerable Father Lanter, wanted us to do some reading on Mary, especially on Saturdays. Can I suggest a book?
The Glories of Mary.
This is probably one of the best modern translations, who was one of my brother Mike's best friends at Dartmouth. He went on to become a Redemptorist priest. His last name is Billy. He's translating a lot of the works of St. Alphonsus into modern English. No? So I would suggest to start to read this classic, The Glories of Mary. So if you haven't read it, start to read it. It's the greatest masterpiece of St. Alphonsus. So it took him about 8 years to write this. As others he would write. He wrote this and he did various editions. He wanted to bequeath this to the Blessed Mother as a gift. Because if we don't read up on Mary, then we don't really get to know her. So good Marian reading is good. And from that we'll be able to preach on her better too. Okay, the fourth gift would be to try to imitate Mary's virtues. Do you know the Big Ten? The Big Ten? St. Louis de Montfort gives the Big Ten. I wonder if you could name the 10 virtues of St. Louis de Montfort.
Humility.
Yeah, there's a lot. But give 10 virtues that Mary practiced. My point is this. What is the virtue that you're weakest in, and ask Mary to help you to practice it? What do you think? What is the virtue you're weakest in? I'm not going to say vice, but, well, you know, in a certain sense, the opposite of virtue is vice, right? I say probably a lot of us, we struggle with patience. I think a lot of our listeners, yeah, Father, how did you know? Well, that's a tough virtue to be patient, right? Did you ever hear the lady said, give me patience right now? That's a good one. Huh? Give me patience ahorita right now. And the last gift that we can give to Mary is, if you follow Our Lady of Fatima, she appeared 6 times. What did she ask every time she appeared? Do you remember in Fatima? From May 13th all the way up to October 13th? She said she wanted us to pray the rosary 6 times. No? So the fact that she says it 6 times, that must be pretty important, right? Did Our Lady of Fatima at the end say, by the way, my name is, hi, I'm Our Lady of Fatima? Did she? She said in Portuguese, right? She said, I'm the Lady of the Rosary. So she identified herself as Our Lady of the Rosary. How about in Lourdes? Je suis l'Immaculée Conception. I'm the Immaculate Conception. How about Guadalupe? No soy yo tu madre? It's the same person, but there's a different focus every time she appears. So, do you remember the 5 gifts? What was your photographic memory? Okay, so a confession to give to Mary? Serve someone, right? Okay. You know, if you don't remember, you're not going to do it, right? Third?
Read.
Read a good book in honor of Mary. Fourth? Imitate a virtue of Mary, right? And the last one, we pray the rosary. So you got 1.5, right, Father Craig?
1.5.
So we want to make sure that we give Mary some birthday gift. So those are 5. And see if you can do it. Because if you love someone, you want to give yourself to the person you love, right? It'd be good preparation to renew our vows, too. What do you think? Yeah, September 12th. Muy bien, voy a decir una palabra dos en español, si me dan permiso. Estamos celebrando días marianos. He dicho que sería muy bueno de ofrecer María regalos para su cumpleaños es el 8 de septiembre. ¿Por qué celebramos el 8 de septiembre el cumpleaños de María? Está relacionado con la Inmaculada Concepción. La Inmaculada Concepción es el 8 de diciembre. Si uno va contando septiembre diciembre hasta septiembre, ¿cuántos meses?
Nueve
meses. Por eso celebramos su cumpleaños el 8 de septiembre. Cuando celebramos un cumpleaños, si tú estás invitado a un cumpleaños, entrando a la puerta de la persona festejada, vas a decir, ¿dónde está mi regalo? No. Más bien, toma tu regalo. Queremos dar regalo al festejado. Por eso hemos mencionado cinco regalos que podemos ofrecer a María, empezando hoy. Hoy hasta el 8 son cinco días. Uno sería de hacer una buena confesión, limpiar nuestra alma. Acudir a la confesión, limpiar nuestra alma. Hay una oración mariana corta que dicen los mexicanos, Ave María Purísima, sin pecado concebida. O María concebida sin pecado original, ruega para nosotros que recurrimos a vos. ¿No? Esas son oraciones cortitas que podemos ofrecer a María. Segundo regalo, buscar la manera para servir, hacer un acto de servicio. Sacerdote había dicho en una prédica de boda, dijo, ustedes que están casados, se van a casar, trata de cada día hacer algo agradable a tu esposo. ¿Eh? Buen regalo, buen propósito, ¿no? Entonces, Madre Teresa dice, aquel que no vive para servir, no sirve para vivir. Te lo repito, aquel que no vive para servir, no sirve para vivir. ¿Qué dice San Pablo? Hay más alegría en dar que recibir. Y Madre Teresa dice, give until it hurts. En español, dar hasta que te duela, ¿no? Tercero es, leer un buen libro en honor de María. Aquí tenemos el clásico. El clásico, Las Glorias de María. De San Alfonso María Liguori. Trata de leerlo. No vas a leerlo en 24 horas. Pero es un clásico. Yo creo que sería imposible leer esto sin tener un fuego de amor por María. Es enciende fuego por María. Tercer regalo, cuarto regalo, conocimiento, esa es Santa Ignacia, conocimiento lleva al enamoramiento. Enamoramiento, seguimiento. Seguimiento, imitación. Imitación, transformación. ¿Amén? ¿Te gusta? Conocimiento lleva al enamoramiento. El enamoramiento al seguimiento. Seguimiento a la imitación. La imitación, transformación. Que podemos decir con San Pablo, no más yo que vivo, sino es Cristo quien vive en mí. Queremos invitar a María. Y trata de practicar la virtud donde estás más débil. Puede ser que es la paciencia. A lo mejor conoces a la señora que digo, Señor, dame la paciencia ahorita, ahorita, ahorita. Ahorita, 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 yo quiero la paciencia. Y por último, estamos hablando sobre regalos que deberíamos darle a María por su cumpleaños, este miércoles, el 8 de septiembre. Rezar el Santo Rosario. María le gusta el Santo Rosario. El Papa San Juan XXIII dijo, el único mal rosario es el rosario que nunca fue rezado. The only bad rosary is the rosary that was never said, Pope John the 23rd. So let's try to pray as many rosaries as possible. Entonces, cinco regalos que podemos dar a María. Una buena confesión, servir alguien en imitación de la visitación, leer un buen libro, Las Glorias de María, imitales virtudes de María y finalmente rezar el Santo Rosario. Si podemos hacer esto, el día de cumpleaños María va a ser muy, muy contenta. Amén. For the best translation.